慕等候的心接受神的话。冯牧师 please。
各位早晨。
Good morning。
今天你们当中是有双重的喜事。
There's a double occasions of happiness among us today。
第一个喜事就是神有31年的恩典赐给你们的教会。
First of all, God has been so gracious to us for 31 years as a church。
第二件事呢？
And the second one?
看见撒加利亚今天受洗归在主的名下。
Zachary baptized into Christ, submitting himself under the lordship of Christ, and we are so thankful for that.
愿主继续赐更多的果子俾你教会。
May God allow us to be even more fruitful.
我今日同各位要讲咧，就系琴晚讲咗基督嘅新命令。
Last night I spoke to you about God, the Lord's new commandment.
今天我想同各位思想到基督嘅大使命。
And today I want to meditate with you the great commission of the Lord。
我哋先有嗰个彼此相爱，我哋先可以面对呢个嘅大使命嘅责任。
Before we can take up the great commandment, we need to learn to love one another first。
我哋今日教会所面对有四方面嘅挑战。
There are four challenges we, the church, face。
第一咧就系。
One is poverty.
你知唔知道全世界有三分一嘅人系在饥饿线上嘅咧？
Do you know one third of the world's population is on poverty line?
但系喺美国系一个好特殊嘅国家。
But the United States is a very special country.
我相信因为系神所赐福嘅国家。
I believe it is because it is a country blessed by God.
好多喺第三国家，佢哋喺饥饿线啲人都系叫做咩话？受到骨瘦如柴。
I know there are a lot of people in the developing third world and they are in starvation.
但是在美国呢，
But in the United States,
那些所谓流浪汉 homeless people 呢是要减肥的。
Even those homeless people, they need to lose weight.
如果你不信你去 Pacific Garden Mission, 他们问了呢，他们有一个 program 要教那些流浪汉怎样减肥。
Okay, if you don't believe, just go visit Pacific Garden on Canal Street, and you will find that there is a special person who teaches the homeless to lose weight.
这个真的很特殊的现象。
It's a very special phenomenon.
但是还有一件事呢？
And there's one more thing.
在美国人的家庭，每年所丢去垃圾桶的食物，可以养活第三世界20个人。
The amount of garbage, the amount of food that we waste and throw away can provide enough food for 20 people in the third world.
So, 我们教会所面对的是似乎第三世界那些饥饿，不是我们本身的饥饿。
So, the world faces a challenge of poverty, like the poverty and the hunger of third world.
今天美国所面对的饥饿是我们灵性
The poverty and the hunger that we face is the spiritual poverty and spiritual hunger.
圣经说，在美国可以这样说，人饥渴不是没水，人饥饿不是没饼，是缺少神的说话。
Just like the word of God said, that which we hunger is not because we have no food, that which we thirst is not because we have no water to drink, but we hunger and we thirst because we are lacking spiritual nurture from the word.
第二呢，我们所面对，教会所面对的就是疾病了。
The second challenge that the church faces is disease.
阿师母是护士，她知道每年都有新的奇难杂症出现。
My dear wife was a nurse, and she'll tell you that every year we face new diseases.
在非洲，疟疾和艾滋病是经常有的。
In Africa, you know, AIDS and other typhoid, they are everyday occurrence.
而在美国呢？
In the United States,
心脏病和癌症呢是第一个杀手。
Heart disease and cancer are the biggest killer.
心脏病可能啲人饮食上太多增宽所造成。
Because American diet has so much junk food.
癌症可能太多嘅压力或者生活嘅喺环境上嗰种嘅污染都影响。
Or maybe so much stress and so much the pollution in everyday life that give us cancer.
第三呢，我们所面对的是 無知。
The third challenge that faces the church is our ignorance.
文盲在非洲和在回教國家裏面是很普遍的現象。
Illiteracy is a common phenomenon in Africa or perhaps in the Muslim world.
不過最好笑的是什麼呢？
But then the most laughable thing is,
每年美國的政府津貼每一個學生將近$10,000一年。
American government subsidizes about $10,000 per each student in the United States.
但是在美國的高中畢業生，有些人連寫英文和讀英文都有問題的。
But so many American high school graduates cannot even read.
是這麼無知的。
Because they are so illiterate.
但是還有一件事無知是什麼呢？
And one more thing that is even more ignorant.
這個是我們自己要想的，就是基督徒都很多無知的。
And then you have to realize that we Christians, so many of us Christians are illiterate and ignorant.
在十個人當中，最多有兩人可以念到十戒出來。
Only 2 out of 10 people can remember the Ten Commandments.
對熟聖經的人，你估是哪種的教會人啊？
You know who in the church knows the Bible the best?
是摩門教人最熟聖經。
Mormons know the Bible the best.
福音派的教會只是排第二名啫。
Evangelical Christians are lacking in number two.
大概兩個禮拜前，我喺間教會喺另外一間教會證道。
Two weeks ago, I was preaching in another church.
我問當中有幾難，有幾多位能夠念到十戒
？I asked them, how many among you can tell me what the Ten Commandments are?
一個也沒有。
Not a single one.
好啦，我再俾佢嗱，如果有邊一個人能夠將頭嗰五條戒命從第一至第五順住次序。第一條不可有別的神啦，除我以外嚇，順義之罪。如果你能夠念得出咧，我有$50喺度，即刻俾你決不食言。
Who among us can say only the first five of the Ten Commandments? If you can, I'll give you $50. He is going to give you $50.
嗱，我成日袋住$50度啦，竟然一個都冇啊
！Not one。
咁你睇下，我哋稱為基督徒。對聖經的真理是幾咁嘅無知。
See, we call ourselves Christians, yet at the same time we are so ignorant of the Bible.
第四樣我所面對嘅咧就貧窮啦。
Okay, the fourth challenge that faces us is poverty.
係最近新聞嘅報告，就喺美國，每六個人當中有一個人係活喺貧窮嘅線上掙扎。
Recent news report says 1 out of 6 are living on poverty line.
大家知道而家嘅失業率平均。
You know that unemployment rate today is about 9%.
有1,400,000 40 million 嘅人咧，係要靠糧票嚟度日嘅 food stamp.
14 millions are depending on food stamps.
當我哋教會面對呢啲咁嘅問題，呢四大問題嘅時候
，See when the church faces four big problems.
咁樣嘅前景係點樣咧
？What is our future?
佢點應付？
How do we manage? How do we face the future?
但系问题而家连好多教会我所知嘅，同埋福音机构都出现赤字，同埋要裁员。
And I know that even today, among churches and Christian organizations, they are facing insolvency.
我唔知有几多人听过 Chuck Colson 呢个名。
I don't know if you've heard of Chuck Colson.
系，佢有个 Christian Fellowship 嘅工作。
He runs a Christian organization called Prison Fellowship.
他是一个很出名和神很使用的人。
He is a very famous person and God used him greatly.
这个机构都要 lay off 了72个人。
Even prison fellowship had to lay off 72 people.
是不是我们所相信的神他的手缩短了呢？
Is it because the arms of our God got shorter?
神的资源是不是已经减少了呢？
Is it because God is dwindling in his resources?
这个是我们值得思想一下的。
We need to think about that.
我记得我在1969年八月来芝加哥牧会。
I remember I came to pastor the church in Oak Park in August 1969.
当然我们是面对很多的挑战。
Of course, we had to face a lot of challenges then.
我们租人的教会。
We rented a church for worship.
我们不可以找到任何人洗厕所、扫地的工作。
We cannot find a custodial worker.
每个礼拜六，我哋一家三口，我就洗男厕，师母洗女厕。
Every Saturday,
我个女就去嗰个 kindergarten 去执好啲虫虱，就开始执嗰啲 玩具啦。
Every Saturday, I clean up the men's room. My dear wife clean up the women's room, and my daughter had to clean up the nursery.
但係有節聖經俾我非常大嘅一個嘅力量。
But the scripture gave me great deal of strength.
就係喺呢個嘅羅馬書四章十七節所記載嘅。
Romans 4, chapter 17.
佢話亞伯拉罕所信嘅係使那叫死人復活。
It says, Abraham, in the presence of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead,
是使无变为有的神。
He is the one who brings into existence the things that do not exist.
过去这35年的牧会呢，我这节圣经是我很大的一个力量支持我。
This verse is a strength, an everlasting strength for me throughout my 35 years of ministry in Oak Park.
所以当主耶稣对他的门徒说这个最后最大使命的时候，
So when Jesus gave the disciples this last and great commission,
他是带着权柄，他告诉他们，天上地下所有权柄都给了我了。
The Lord Jesus told the disciples with great authority, He says, In heaven and on earth, all authorities have been given to me.
我们可能会面对很多危机，
We're going to face a lot of crisis.
但是我们的主耶稣既然有天上地下所有权柄，可以化危机变为转机。
If our Lord has all the authority in heaven and earth, we can turn our crisis into opportunity.
这个是我们的信念。
This is what we believe.
我们今天就看看耶稣第一同讲咩咧？佢权柄，佢话天上地下所有权柄都会赐俾我啦。
The Great Commission, the first thing we need to remember is authority. Jesus in heaven and earth, all authorities has been given to me.
咁究竟耶稣有几多权柄咧
？Well, how much authority does the Lord have?
佢只话天上地下所有权柄。
All authority in heaven and on earth.
我今日会拣七种嘅权柄，我哋可以睇到，亦都见到嘅。
We can see and we can.Touch and we can understand seven of these authorities.
第一样，佢有教导嘅权柄。
First of all, he has the authority to teach.
圣经话佢点讲咧？佢教导系带着权柄嘅，不像他们的文士。
The Bible says that he taught with authority, unlike the scribes.
因为呢班文士，佢教人就话，古人有话说，咁样教佢啲人。
The scribes can only say, well, in the past, people used to teach that and that and such and such.
但耶稣怎么教人呢?
But how did the Lord Jesus teach us?
他说, 只是我告诉你们。
But I say to you,
耶稣自己本身就告诉他怎么做, 是他自己说, 他自己所讲出来的话语。
Jesus has his own authority to teach what is true and right.
所以他的话语带着权威的。
So the word of the Lord is with authority.
第二个权柄是什么呢？就是医治的权柄。
The second authority is authority to heal.
我相信你们都听过四福音，耶稣在地上的时候曾经医好过麻风病、瞎眼的、瘸腿的，或者是血漏病很多种。
I'm sure you read through the gospel, the Lord had authority to heal all those people with leprosy, with people with lameness, people with blindness, people with all kinds of diseases.
如果主耶稣今天在地上开一个诊所呢，他发财了，真的。
Oh, if the Lord were to open a clinic on earth, then he's going to be a millionaire.
但是主耶稣今天可不可以一样可以解决我们的疾病呢？
The Lord Jesus can still and continue to heal our illnesses.
他不是会医治每一个人的疾病。
He doesn't have to heal the diseases of each and everyone.
因为医治的权柄是他自己话事。
Because the authority to heal belongs to him.
但是他认为好受，他可以这样做。
But if he desires, if he is within his wish, with his will, he will.
我记得在我当中有一个老太婆，就是我们叫她梁师太。
I remember an elderly woman, we call him Mrs. Leong.
她曾经有两次关于肠的手术，已经开过两次刀。
He had two surgeries in his GI twice.
当第三次咧，佢入医院啦。
The third time he went to the hospital。
咁就入医院嘅之前嗰晚咧，佢就发咗个梦。
The night before her third surgery, she had a dream。
佢发觉自己爬到个梯顶咁上下啦。
She dreamed about a ladder and she's climbing up the ladder almost to the top。
咁嗰个有个人话佢：你已经到梯顶啦，唔可以再爬上去噶啦。
And she remembered hearing someone say to her, "You are at the top of the ladder. You cannot climb any higher."
咁佢扎醒咗。
And then she awoke.
佢就记得佢年轻嘅时候 曾经去问过啲 fortune teller 嘅占卦算命佬。
And then she remembers when she was young, she went to a fortune teller once.
嗰个占卦算命佬就话：你嘅寿命只能够活到六十六岁啫。
She remembered the fortune teller telling her that you can only live to your 66.
佢扎醒咗，谂啊，咦，我啱啱今年就六十六岁。
And then she woke up from her dream and realized that she is exactly 66 years.
咁咪死啦！今次入亲医院有得入就冇得出噶啦。
And then she said, "Oh, I'm in trouble. This time I'm going to go in. I'm not going to come out alive."
佢打直入就打唔出。
Okay, can walk in, and she's going to be carried out in a box.
咁佢就话俾其中一个女听。我昨晚所發的夢咁樣，我諗呢次開刀咧，我死緊噶啦。
And so she told one of her daughters that this was my dream last night. I know that I'm not gonna come out alive this time.
依住佢個女就嚟話俾我聽。
So the daughter came and told me.
我呢個單係醫藥嘅問題。
And I said to her, this is not really a medical issue.
呢個係一個靈性一個好大嘅爭戰嘅問題。
This is a really a matter of spiritual warfare.
我就叫啲弟兄姊妹。
So I asked brothers and sisters.
为梁师太祈祷，甚至禁食为祈祷。
Pray for this Mrs. Leung, even fasting and praying.
点解呢
？Why？
睇下究竟嗰个占卦算命佬讲得准呢？抑或边个权大呢？抑或耶稣基督个权大呢
？I want to show who has greater authority. Does the fortune teller have greater authority, or does the authority of the Lord that is higher and greater？
真系有好多人回应为佢祈祷。
A lot of people responded and prayed for her.
啊！經過嗰次嘅大手術
，After that third major surgery，
六十六歲記得嗰年
，I remember she was 66 that year，
完全好翻
，She was completely recovered，
再活多十六年
，And she lived 16 more years。
你睇嗰個就係證明到我哋信嘅主耶穌係大有權柄，能夠醫治人，當佢需要嘅時候。
The proof is that the Lord that we believe in has a greater authority to heal。
證明占卦算命佬。他没有权威的
Proving that fortune tellers do not have authority.
权威得医治，寿命得延长，是在神的手中。
The authority to be healed and to have life extended is in the hands of God.
第四个，耶稣的权威在赶鬼上的权柄。
The fourth is the authority to exorcise spirits.
每次的鬼见到耶稣怎么说啊？
What do the spirits say every time they see the Lord Jesus?
个至高神嘅儿子，你
that Son of the Most High，
你想嚟害我哋咩
？Are you here to harm us？
我就发觉啲鬼咧对耶稣都认识，仲好过嗰啲无神主义嘅人。
See, even demons know the Lord better than atheists，
亦都系好过嗰啲新派嘅人。
And even better than those that do not believe in the gospel, the liberals。
新派嘅人咧。他们不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子的。
Not evangelical liberal Christians, they do not believe that Christ is the Son of God.
所以那些乌鬼的信仰还纯正过。
So even evil spirits have a better understanding, a more orthodox understanding of the Lord.
但我不是鼓励你跟乌鬼来往啊。
But I'm not encouraging you to deal with evil demons.
你知道鬼那么黑心啊。
You know that demons have a heart that is blackened.
所以呢主耶稣基督佢哋趕鬼，每次去啲烏鬼嘅地方，耶穌出聲話：從嗰人信出嚟，烏鬼即刻就出嚟。
So the Lord has authority to drive out evil spirit. He can command the spirit to leave a person, and the spirit will obey.
主都俾我有幾次有份去趕鬼。
The Lord allowed me several opportunity to participate in driving out spirits.
我趕鬼我唔敢一個人去。
I never dare to go alone.
我揾第二個牧師一齊。
I will have another pastor, another preacher to go with me.
点解咧
？Why？
你话我怕鬼咩？
唔系。
两个人嘅同心祈祷系大有功效嘅。
Say no, because the prayer of two person in unity has greater authority.
耶稣派出去传道嘅门徒都两个两个咁去嘅。
The Lord when he sent out the disciples to go out, he also sent them out two by two.
哇！我遇到一个女人大狂大叫喺度。
I met a woman who was screaming and being hysterical.
我哋就话奉主耶稣嘅名，你安静。
So we commanded in the name of the Lord, you be silent.
佢真系安静。
She did become silent.
跟住我哋唱边首诗咧
？And then we sang a hymn. You know what hymn we sang?
唱宝血嘅能力。
The power of the blood.
耶稣基督宝血，魔鬼听见都惊嘅。
The power, the name of the Lord Jesus. When the evil spirit hears it, they will fear.
主耶稣系有赶鬼嘅能力。
The Lord has authority to drive out spirits.
如果你遇到呢啲被鬼附或者嘅人精神唔正常咧， 你奉主的名为他祈祷，神会自己做工作。
If you come across anyone who is under the influence of the evil spirit, you pray for him and you will witness the power of God at work.
耶稣有复活的能力。
The Lord Jesus had the authority and the power of the resurrection.
因为耶稣的复活。
Because of his resurrection.
给我们一个永生的保证。
He gave us a guarantee assurance of eternal life.
因为耶稣说。
Because Jesus said.
我活着。
When I live.
你们也要活着。
You will also live.
今天耶稣天上为我们祈祷。
The Lord Jesus is living in heaven in the presence of God, interceding for us.
有一天我们都会亲眼见到我们这位复活的救主。
There will one day we will see God our Lord with our own eyes.
第六个权柄是什么呢？
The sixth authority is,
就是宝血的能力。
Is the power of blood.
在启示录那里记载。
The revelation tells us.
个弟兄胜过他，即是胜过魔鬼，是因羔羊的血。
We overcome the evil one is only because of the blood of the Lamb.
同埋自己所见证嘅道。
And the gospel that we witness.
只有基督嘅宝血能够遮盖你同埋我嘅罪。
Only the blood of Christ can cover up our sins.
如果冇咗主嘅宝血，我哋冇办法可以嚟到天父嘅面前祈祷，同埋请求天父祝福我哋。
If we weren't because of the blood of Christ, we have no authority to come before God and pray.
第七个权柄，就喺《生命记》第八章十八节所记载嘅。
It's in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse
18. 嗰度话乜嘢咧？
佢话 <It
says, S 1> 你得财货，即系你赚钱嘅能力咧，系耶和华俾你嘅。
The power to get wealth, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to be wealthy.
或者你今日话我都赚嘅钱好少啫。
Now you might say to me, "Hey, Pastor, I don't make a whole lot of money today."
咁你要可以祈祷啦。
You can pray.
或者神会安排你一份更好工作咧。
Maybe the Lord will arrange a better job for you.
或者你现在所赚嘅钱系唔正当嘅时候咧。
Or maybe the kind of money that you are getting now today are illegal.
圣经话若果系唔正当低嘅金钱咧，被风吹去或者破喺破漏嘅年代里边嘅。
The Bible tells us that ill-gotten wealth are like dirt before the wind; they're going to be blown away.
但系有样嘢我哋要相信嘅。
But there's one thing that we need to believe.
我哋能够有健康、有机会、有力量去赚钱，系上帝俾我哋嘅。
We have the health and opportunity and the ability to gain wealth is a gift, a blessing from God.
所以我哋要经常要感恩嘅心。
So we need to have a heart of thanksgiving at all times.
而家我哋讲到第二方面神嘅计划。
Then we're going to talk about the plan of God.
主耶稣第一话俾听，佢又掌有所有权柄，所以我哋唔怕嘅。所以遇到个问题唔系可以恐吓到我哋嘅。
The first, the Lord has already told us, all authority has been given to the Lord, so we are sent out, so we need to not to be fearful.
第二咧，佢个计划点样将福音传遍全世界，叫好多人都得到福音嘅好处咧
？The second point is the plan of God to expand the gospel to all nations.
所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒。
Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations."
耶稣话叫万民作他的门徒。
Jesus said, "Make believers, make disciples of all nations."
门徒同埋呢个嘅教友分别嘅。
There's difference between disciples of Christ and members of a church.
耶稣讲使万民作我的门徒。
You remember Jesus said, "Make disciples of all nations."
他不是叫他制造更多教友。
He did not ask us to make more members.
是有原因的。
There are reasons the Lord says that.
门徒呢，就肯跟老师学习的，那些叫门徒。
Disciples are those who are willing and ready to learn from the master. We call them disciples.
教友呢？
And what about members?
他每个礼拜来一次两次，他算是尽了责任的了。
Members think I come to church once or twice a year, then I have done my duty.
门徒喜欢学习主的说话。
Disciples love to learn from the master.
这个教徒，他只不过是敷衍或者是履行了那个教会所要求一啲嘅仪式。
Members might just go through the motion and meeting the demand of the church or meeting the expectations of the church superficially.
两者有好大嘅分别。
There's a great deal of difference between the two.
我唔知你系基督嘅门徒啊，亦或系基督嘅教徒。
I don't know if you are a disciple who follow Christ or you are just a member of a church.
我读中学嘅时候，曾经向一个同学作见证。
When I was in high school, at one time I witnessed to a friend of mine in school.
我是信耶稣，我劝你都信耶稣。
I said to him, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I trust and hope that you will become a Christian.
我说你是基督教徒，我都是教徒啫。
And he said, oh, I'm a Christian too.
不过我每次去礼拜，我在那里睡觉，睡觉嘛。
But he said to me that when I go to church, there's a play of word here, 教徒睡觉，那个 one who sleep in church.
我希望我当中没有这些睡觉教徒。
I hope that we don't have a sleeper here.
而是我当中每一个人都是主的门徒。
And I trust that each and every one of us is a disciple, a follower of Christ.
有一次我当我洗车来你们教会讲道的时候， 我就打开这个WMBI， 即是无敌的电台。
One time when I come to this church preaching, when I on my way here driving, I was listening to MBI.
我听到 他们的堂主任 Irvin Lusa, Dr. Irvin Lusa
讲, and I heard Irvin Lusa preaching.
讲到他的爸爸94岁。
He talked about his father being 94 years of age.
但是呢，还在研究以弗所书。
But he is still studying the book of Ephesians.
哇，我听到全体的会众都拍手。
When I heard that, I hear the whole congregation clap.
94岁竟然还是爱慕神的说话。
94 years of age, still hunger after God's word.
难怪神祝福他，使他有这么好的儿子做牧师了。
No wonder he has such a wonderful son who is serving the Lord preaching.
这个真是一个能够照着主的计划，做主的门徒，是一个很有福的事。
This is one who, according to God's plan, following Christ as disciples, this is a good and wonderful thing.
第二件事就是施洗。The
second thing is baptism, baptizing them.
刚才我们看到一位弟兄施洗了，受洗了。We witness
a brother being baptized into the Lord.
因为主耶稣说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Because the Lord said, those who are baptized and believe and are baptized, surely they will be saved.
洗礼的意思就是说，你信耶稣要在公众，在众人面前，一个见证。 就说我今日在众人面前承认我是跟从主的人。
Baptism means it's a public confession that from this day on I am one who followed the Lord.
即是好像一个男一个女相爱的时候，点解佢要举行婚礼啊？
I mean, it's just like a man and a woman, they fall in love and they marry. That marriage, the wedding ceremony, is a testimony.
Thank you.
Says to witness before family and friends that from this day forward, we are husband and wife.
So,
baptism is a public testimony.
有些人虽然去教会很久，听了很多次，都很久，硬是就很怕接受洗礼。
But we have a lot of people who come to church for many, many years, a long time. They heard a lot of preaching, but they are so fearful of being baptized.
其中的原因可能很怕有个 commitment， 有个委身。
One of the reasons maybe they are afraid, they are commitment challenged.
哇，若果我做了他们的教友，信了主，做了个教友呢？
They might be afraid. Said, now, if I believe in the Lord and I'm baptized, I become a member of this church. If I don't show up two or three times, then the pastor is going to call me. And then the church always asks for money. Or maybe we have some work project in church, clean up, and they're going to ask me, I got to go do that kind of work. I just want to sit around once in a while.
我谂起一个牧师咧，有次对一个弟兄，一个嘅所谓嚟教会听到好耐嘅人讲。
One time, this pastor was talking to such a person who come to church for a long time but never no commitment.
系个陈弟兄，你嚟我哋教会听到都成两三年咯。
Okay, well, my friend, my brother, you've been coming to church 2-3 years already.
我又知道你曾经举手决信耶稣嘅。
I know that you also raised your hand one time, making a public confession that you believe in the Lord now.
你几时想洗礼啊？喺众人面前承认主啊
？When do you wish to be baptized？
我, 佢唔使啫，喺同耶穌一齊釘十字架嗰個右手邊嗰個賊都冇洗禮啦。
Then he said, "Well, Pastor, you know, I don't need to be baptized. I mean, you look at that robber that was nailed on the cross next to the Lord. Well, he never was baptized."
我陳弟兄，我諗你都要參加。我哋教會有好多團契，你參加團契都好啊，幫助你靈性長進啦。
I said to him, "I said, you know, hey, brother, I mean, you have followed and joined the fellowship so many times. It's a good thing. I mean, you have some spiritual growth."
我但係喺耶穌右手邊嗰個賊，佢都上天堂，佢都冇參加團契啫。
Then he said to me, "Well, you know, the robber that was nailed on the cross next to Christ. I mean, he went to heaven, but he never went to any fellowship."
我弟兄，你從來有冇奉獻金錢支持教會嘅工作同埋報道啊？
I asked him, "Do you make any contribution to the financial need of the church for spiritual ministry?"
佢耶穌右手邊嗰個賊，嗰日上天堂都冇捐過錢啫。
And he goes again, you know, look at the guy next to Christ being on the cross. He never gave any money, but he went to heaven.
哦，那個牧師俾佢咁答咧，即係當堂成個啞曬。
Wow, the pastor that spoke to that person, he was speechless.
啊，心裏呢個牧師話：啊，而家我知道點樣分辨你同埋嗰個耶穌釘十字架右手邊嗰個賊嘅分別喺邊度啦。
And finally, the pastor said, "Now I know how to differentiate you from the one, the robber that was nailed on the cross next to Christ."
釘十字架嗰個賊係個死賊 ，dead thief.
The robber that was nailed on the cross next to Christ, he was a dead thief.
你係一個活賊 ，living thief.
But you are a living thief.
你想唔想做個 living thief？ 想唔想做活賊先？
Do you wish to be a living thief?
所以施洗是一个好见证。
See, being baptized into the Lord is a good witness.
在众人面前有个 commit to the Lord, 就是委身给主，也都委身给教会。
It's a testimony before all the congregation that I'm committed to follow Christ.
第三呢，就是教导。
The third is teaching.
这个是全这个主吩咐的福音传遍天下的一个方法。
This is the means how the gospel is spread through the world.
耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
Jesus said to the disciples, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
主的话就是灵，就是生命，圣经讲的。
The word of the Lord is life.
圣经说，一个遵守主道的人必然蒙福的。
One who follows and obeys the word of God surely will be blessed.
圣经说，凡遵守他的道的就是一个聪明人。
The Bible tells us that he is wise, he who follows and obeys the word of God.
两年前我去波士顿参加一个预百舞，一个九十大寿。
Two years ago, I went to a birthday party in Boston, Mrs. Yu's 90th birthday.
她只是念了一年的小学。
She only went to school 1 year, grammar school.
但是她对圣经爱慕，也都对圣经很喜欢去研究读。
But she loves the word of God, and she hungers after the word of God.
很热心传福音。
And she loves to spread the gospel.
她85岁那年。
When she was 85,
随着她们教会的短宣队去英国传福音。
She joined the mission team of the church and went to London to do mission.
特别向那些做餐馆的。
Especially to those that are restaurant workers.
于是他回来之后打电话给我。
After she came back to the United States,
she called me. 我这次去短宣领了六个半人信主。
She said this time, this mission, how many?
六个半人。
She led 6.5 person to the Lord.
咦，我點解咁奇嘅？一個一個點會六個半人呢
？I wonder how can you have a half a person？
咁樣佢話有六個人咧，我自己帶領佢信主嘅。
Oh, she says six person I personally led to Christ。
但係第七個咧
，But the seventh，
牧師同我一齊帶領佢信主嘅。
She was led to Christ because the pastor joined me, so we took half credit。
所以 half credit 啦，就得一半啦。
So there's 6.5。
佢有個女婿。
She has a son-in-law。
是哈佛大学毕业的博士。
Is a doctorate. He got his doctorate degree from Harvard.
经常问佢关于属灵嘅问题同埋做人嘅问题。
This Harvard PhD asked her the truth of life and spiritual matters.
你睇，只系读一年书啫。
She only had 1 year grammar school education.
有咁多嘅智慧。
But she has so much wisdom.
有咁多嘅热心。
So much passion for the Lord.
有对神有咁嘅爱心。
And she loved the Lord so much.
因为圣经嘅真理入咗佢心里边。
Because the truth and the power of God's word was in her
heart. 所以圣经话，神使愚人都有智慧。
So that's why the Bible says even the fool can have wisdom.
我真系每次谂到佢都心里边好欢喜嘅。
I'm always overjoyed every time I remember her.
第三个嘅计划，第三个就系耶稣俾佢门徒嘅应许。
In the Great Commission, we can also say God is His promise.
耶稣不但只有能力 power.
Not only does God, the Lord, have power.
佢不但只有个计划。
Not only does she have plans.
佢仲有个应许。
She also has a, He also has a promise for.
佢话我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The Lord says, "Surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age."
我想问下各位，耶稣有另外一个名字。有同在的意思的，有没有哪个记得到这个字？
The Lord Jesus has another name that means presence.
在圣诞节都提到的了。
And you remember the word in Christmas season.
哦，以马内利，冯师傅答中，你有十蚊。
Mrs. Fong is going to get $10 from me because she said Emmanuel.
是的，耶稣另一个名字以马内利就说神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
这个名字太宝贵了。
It's the most precious name of the Lord.
所以主耶稣在马太福音18章20节那里说什么呢？你们中间有两三个人奉我名聚会，我就在你中间。
That's why the Lord said in Matthew 18 verse 20, for whereby two or three gather together in my name, there I will be with them.
你知道教会最少人出席的呢是祈祷会，是吗？
You know what meetings in church that are attended by the least number of people?
但是有一个最宝贵的应许是什么呢？
The least attended meeting is prayer meeting, but the most precious promise is what?
又是耶稣说的。
It's also spoken by the Lord.
有两三个人奉我名祈祷，我就答应。
Whereby two or three gather together, there I will be with them.
主耶稣是喜欢与我同在。
The Lord delights to wanting to be with us.
如果教会没有神的同在呢？
If the church doesn't have the presence of God,
我们就没办法可以面对所面对出面的贫穷啊。
We can never be able to face the poverty in front of us, the hunger in front of us, or the sickness in front of us, and all kinds of crises and problems and issues. We need the presence of God above all else. Even every moment of our daily life, we need His presence.
Sorry, 如果没有主同在，我们每天都是有问题的。
See, unless the Lord is with us, we're going to be we're going to have face problems every day.
我们每一周呢会面对这些问题。
Okay, every day we will have this kind of, you see the wonderful play of words here.
Monday 就变成 Monday.
Okay, Monday
痛哭日
we become Monday.
Tuesday 变成 Tears Day, 流泪日
Tuesday will become Tears Day.
Wednesday 咧變咗浪費日 ，waste day。
Wednesday we become waste day。
禮拜四咧 ，Thursday 就飢渴日。
Thursday will become Thursday。
禮拜五咧 ，Friday 打交，夫妻打交，兄弟姊妹打交啦。
Friday will become fight day。
禮拜六咧變成咩 ？Saturday 破碎日啦。
Saturday become shattered day。
可能你的心破碎啊，
maybe the hearts are broken，
或者你的份工破碎了啊，
or maybe your career is shattered。
主日呢变成 sin day 啊，犯罪日啊，
Sunday becomes sin day。
没了主的同在，我们每天都很难过的。
If the Lord is not with us, every day is a difficult day to live。
在我们结束的时候，
Let me conclude with these。
你看当的门徒听从主的大使命，他怎么说呢？圣经说他门徒出去到处传福音，主和他的同工用神迹随着他们证实所传的道。
When the disciples obeyed the great commission, this is what happened to them. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs.
我们教会想不想有主的同在呢？
Don't we as a church desire the presence of God?
昨晚啊，谭牧师话：你哋边个中意打高尔夫球咧？跟阿冯牧师去啦。
Yesterday I said you want to learn how to play golf, you go talk to Pastor Fong.
我打高爾夫有兩個目的。
I have two purposes in playing golf.
第一就 fit 啦，嚇，即係身體好啦，幫助你有新鮮空氣，睇多啲綠色嘅嘢，對你眼好啦，係嘛？行路對你腳好啦，係咪
？First purpose, of course, is for physical fitness.
但亦都係認識好多新朋友。
Also, I use it to get to know a lot of new friends.
有時候我遇到幾個佢夾埋你一齊，人多時候。本来两个嘅，我同 Monty 两个，佢又加多一两个落嚟，咁啊变咗三四个人咯。
I started playing golf with Monty, but next thing you know, another two or three persons come join us.
喺我个袋入边成日都有单张带住。
I always have track, gospel tracks in my pocket.
如果知道佢系未信主嘅呢
？When I know that he is a non-believer.
打完九个洞之后
，After nine holes，
咁我就送一张话 ，Sir, would you like to have a word of wisdom？ 有冇？有智慧的說話
I will give him a track and I say, Sir, would you like a word of wisdom?
多數都接受的
Most would accept.
未試過有個拒絕的
I have never met one who refused.
因為在那個九個洞的行程裡面已經建立了一個好的關係
Because after walking nine holes, we have built up a pretty good rapport.
所以我覺得無論做什麼我們有心去傳福音都是有方法可以做到的
So no matter what you do If you have the heart of spreading the gospel You will do much
我記得有個人跟我說
I remember one person said to me
他看完張單張
He said after I read your
單張叫做生命的時鐘
The track says the time of life
他說我多謝你我現在只是去接我的女兒在神經病院出來
He said I thank you Because I'm on my way to pick up my daughter From a mental hospital
我都不知道多難過
I said I'm heartbroken
你這張單張給我很大的鼓勵
I was upset But now I'm greatly encouraged Because of the track that you gave me
所以神給我們什麼機會都可以用來做傳福音
So every opportunity that God gives us We can use for the gospel
去印度傳福音做宣教士做20年 Dr. John Seaman 他說過一句話
John Seaman was a minister for 20 years And he said this once
在印度做傳教士
He was a missionary to India
他對大使命有這樣的看法
He said he had this understanding of the Great Commission
他說大使命呢
He said the Great Commission
最大的事業和商業呢就是 mission 教會
The greatest business of the church is mission
第二呢
The second thing
最大的市場呢是 humanity 就是人類
He said the greatest market is humanity
第三呢
And then he said
最大的需要
The greatest need
就是知道耶穌是救主
Is knowing the Lord as Savior
第四呢最大的資源
And then he said the greatest resource
就是發現到是神的供應
Is understanding receiving God's provision.
我未聽過一個宣教士會餓死嘅。
I never heard of a missionary starving to death.
呢個係個最大，因為佢有個最大嘅資源就係上帝。
Because he has the greatest of resources.
第五最大嘅產品咩咧
？And the fifth is the greatest product.
咦？咁快冇咗嘅？嚇賴咗啊？哦，仲喺度喺度呀！耶稣基督是最大的产品
And the greatest product is the Lord Jesus Christ
个个都需要得到的
That is one person that we all need
最后呢最大的利润是什么呢
And finally the greatest dividend
就是人类的得救
Is salvation of man
愿主耶稣继续的赐福你教会
May the Lord continue to bless you, bless us
在未来的日子
In the years to come
主的大使命继续的被傳揚，繼續嘅被實行。
Great commission is ever in front of us.
聖經得到祈禱。
Let's pray together.
我哋所相信、所敬拜、所感謝嘅主耶穌基督。
Lord Jesus, whom we believe, whom we worship, whom we love.
多謝你俾呢間教會，就係西北區交嘅環浸信會，有你俾嘅31年大嘅恩典。
Thank you for your great mercy to us all these years.
为谭牧师同埋一班可爱嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋献上感谢。
We thank you for everyone among us in this congregation.
愿你嘅爱浇灌佢哋。
May you shower upon us with your love.
愿你大使命嘅权柄、计划同埋应许都临到佢哋。
When the authority and the plan and the promise of the Great Commission be ever on with us.
俾佢哋成为你美好嘅见证。
Allowing us to be great and faithful, a witness for you.
荣耀权柄都归于你。
May all authority and glory be unto you.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for mercy.